This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
All right, let's go. On a hump day, you're rolling with Jason and John, 929 FM, ESPN. Yes, it's Wednesday. Moving right along through a four-day work week. Those are nice when they come around. And this week is moving right along, and certainly that Eastern Conference Finals series is moving right along. Both series down 3-1. Tyrese Halliburton. Woo! He was something special last night. In a lot of ways. Historic performance individually for Tyrese Halliburton, and it led to a 3-1 lead for your Indiana Yesers. John likes it. I like it too. The Yesers. That's what it is. Right now in Indiana, look like, yes, sir, they go into the finals. Tell you what, kind of felt bad for Brunson, Karl Anthony Towns, and OG and Mikal Bridges. This team was put together to beat the Celtics. They did that, but they can't beat the Pacers, the Yesers. They weren't put together to beat the Yesers. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about whether that series is over, whether this series tonight, OKC Minnesota, is over. Ant Edwards, you got some splaining to do? We'll see. We'll see what kind of standards is he held to if they lose, for a second straight year in the Western Conference Finals. We shall see. Wendy agrees with Shams. Going to be a busy offseason. Maybe most craziest ever, as Shams put it. But Wendy points out, won't be free agency. It'll be something different. We'll talk about that. Shohei continues to be awesome. I'm monitoring baseball because the Cubs are good. And Stephon Diggs did something. I'll have to talk about that. It's on video.
Yeah. This is not this is not meant to dry snitch.
Already been done.
Yeah. So I think we're just talking about something that at this point is very public. It's not like. Right.
Where's he with now? Patriots?
Yeah.
It's hard to keep up.
I thought he was still with the Texans.
Patriots.
But yeah, he's a Pat.
Mike Vrabel's man now.
Drake May's man.
Drake May's weapon.
He's gonna try to do for Drake May what he once upon a time did for Josh Allen.
Hopefully he'll be out there. Yeah, you're right. He helped Josh, didn't he?
But at 31, coming off of Achilles or an ACL, one of the two, I'm not sure he's still quite got that in him, but maybe.
Stephon.
I got to say, though, doesn't feel like we're locked in right now.
It is the off season. Was
But it's like the off. Off season,
and I think I read something about him. Are OTAs done? Was he at OTA? I think he was there rehabbing or something.
He's 31 years old.
He grown gets, man,
but look,
grown man doing grown man daddy things.
You ain't seeing Cooper Kupp out there doing that All right, we're locked in on that side.
What's his name, John? What does he like to be called?
I'm not. I ain't saying it. Brad can say it. Brad, were you on that boat, Brad?
I wasn't on that boat, bro.
I think Brad was on that boat, man.
No.
Brad was the fourth one in line.
Was Cardi B on the boat?
I didn't see her.
These are questions we must find out answers to.
That's right.
As it relates to Stephon Diggs.
That boat thing made a rounds, didn't it?
It did, and we're going to talk about it today here on the show. In just a little bit, Jarvis Greer is going to be in here. We'll talk to him. It's always good to catch up with Jarvis Greer. Now, Brad, who is he working with here?
He's on the board at the West Cancer, clinic, and they're doing, and this is uncomfortable for men to talk about. We're all men here, perhaps.
Yeah, prostate. I don't assume my gender.
Him or her or them. For me, if I speak personally, I do a prostate exam every year. It's not comfortable. Nobody likes doing it. It's very, you know the deal, right? But like, as the president has shown, like, this is a real thing, and Jarvis is here to both promote that. They've got a free cancer screening coming up. But most importantly, anytime you can get Jarvis live in the studio, especially summer, this is go time. So I told him, yeah, I think the guys would be cool with that.
Absolutely. And I'm proud that my partner, Jason, has you took action. You got one of those.
Well, it's been some years now, so probably need to listen to whatever Jarvis, what advice that he has for some of that age. And we've got a lot of listeners, men, obviously, that are of that age.
Yep.
So if it's uncomfortable for you, like it has been for me, perhaps we should all just take a moment, listen.
Yes, exactly.
And then go get checked up.
I'll never forget the story you told of that day.
No need to retell the story, John. Can tell you're itching to go back.
No,
there.
I mean,
we're going to keep this real. Remember, Jarvis had a real scare.
Yes, Jarvis, he did. Yes, he and this is close to his
and
heart.
So that is,
yes.
We're talking about from personal testimony
right
here. That was a real scare. We should take this seriously.
All right, well, maybe a different time we'll revisit the
at least the majority of it we will take seriously.
The
you
question.
Guys can tell John's itching for old Smooth to tell the story again.
He's not obliging me. He's not giving it to me. So we'll just have to keep that one in the vault. So Jarvis is going to join us in a little bit. Then at 1:25, we're going to be joined by Norton Hurd the 4th. It's Wednesday. I don't really know what day it is, so you guys are going to have to forgive me. I'm like, where are
Jeff,
we?
Same way.
Time warp.
Wednesday feels like a Tuesday.
That's right.
Get it.
Yeah, I mean, I got bumped earlier today on Jeff's show, so my entire equilibrium is messed up right now.
Yeah.
Because usually I go on his show on Wednesday, but
he asked you not do that this week?
Well, he decided he was going to have Roy Wood on his show today.
Oh, that's good.
During my time slot.
Oh.
You know, Harrington didn't have to change his time slot. Sam Hardiman didn't have to change his time slot. I was the victim. So it just threw my whole entire equilibrium. You do something every single week for as long as I've been doing it. When it doesn't happen, it kind of, you don't forget what day it is. But yep. Norton Hurd the 4th is going to join us. We would never bump him. We would never do that at 1:25.
They're headed to the Peace Jam.
Hey.
3-1 week in KC, I believe it was, in session 3. And
yeah.
So they're second in their division, and next up will be the big stop in the Peach Jam. That's in July.
Love it. So that's the show today. Looking forward to it. Well, we got a lot to get to, and it's Wednesday. It's nice to be able to not have to use this until Wednesday in late May. Let's do Cap or No Cap. Tyrese, what the hell, Burton is a superstar. Cap or no cap?
Well, it'll depend on your definition of superstar, wouldn't it, John? Because not long ago, there was a conversation had about this cross show here on 92.9 FM ESPN about what the definition of a superstar was.
Yep.
You had a definition that included more guys.
Yes.
Whereas Jeff, and I believe it was Chris Harrington, he had at one point included in the conversation, had pretty much a definition of a group of guys that was 1, 2, 3. Right, you put them on a team, they become an instant championship contender.
Yep.
Giannis would be that in their eyes. But
yep.
It was a much smaller group. I, in sort of being pulled into it with you, having you as a partner, said I kind of understood both sides. It's kind of in the middle. Listen, I think Anthony Edwards is a superstar. He hasn't won a championship, he still hasn't done that. Halliburton, to your point, is getting there. That was a superstar performance last night, and I was having this conversation with Anthony saying, I'm not quite where you're at, whether there's 20, 25 guys. I'm not sure what the definition is today, but we had Tatum in that.
20.
Guy, and mostly everybody's got one, it felt like. The 20 of them, maybe there's not one for every team. Having this conversation with Sane about Halliburton on Friday, and there were still some, he's one of them that thinks he's overrated, but points to, more importantly, because he's not the only one, points to how Halliburton's had single-digit efforts, scoring efforts. Superstars don't. Michael Jordan didn't do that. Kobe didn't. How many single-digit games Kobe have? And so I completely understand it. But when you go 32, 12, and 15 last night with zero turnovers.
Wow.
That's a superstar performance. And here's the deal with Tyrese Halliburton. I don't care about regular season games, single-digit performance, whatever else. I care about this stage right here and what you are doing on it.
Exactly.
What he's doing, frankly, is what we kind of thought Anthony Edwards was going to be doing in that series against OKC. Now, he's up against it. He doesn't have enough help. Obviously, they're blitzing him. They're taking the ball out of his hands. That's the number one defense in the league. But I'm the performances that Halliburton's put up in these playoffs, the comebacks, what are we talking about? The shots against the Knicks, against Cleveland, you know, what he's doing is superstardom. And so if you're not ready to put him there yet with the top of the top, he's right there knocking on the door. So I get it. People have different definitions. To me, yes, he is now superstar status based on what he's doing in these playoffs. Dude, nobody's ever done 32-15 with zero assists. We've never seen that. And so, and he's just getting better.
Mm-hmm.
But John, here's the point: he's showing up. You know, at on this stage, about to take them to the finals. So I'll give him superstar status.
I think he's totally a superstar. My definition of superstar is probably, like you said, a little more liberal. Because I kind of think like people are conflating like all time great with being a superstar. I don't think you have to be an all time great to be a superstar. I think when I think superstar, I think a guy that like wins, you know, like you said, in this stage,
mm-hmm.
that's also like the face of his franchise and is a household name, right? Like
yeah.
that's kind of, and I think Halliburton has arrived as that this year. I mean, that game last night was one of the best games you will ever see in the modern era in terms of no turnovers in a game that had 251 points, a ton of possessions. There were lots of turnovers in that game. It was a freaking frenetic pace game.
15 assists and zero turnovers is unreal. And
yeah.
You're shooting the ball 23 times, whatever it was.
Yeah.
And he was aggressive.
And he made big shots. And like, I was texting you this last night. Like, he's having a Luka-type run like that we saw last year in that he's taking a team. Like, dude, Aaron Nesmith was nothing until he got to Indiana with Tyrese Halliburton. I mean, Nembhard would be working at Amazon.
He is. Pascal, right? Having Pascal really
Pascal,
helps him.
He's the only one. I didn't mention him
because
for a reason.
Because he can take over.
Yes, no doubt. And he hit some big
and
shots.
And needs to.
Last night as well.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But it's Luka-like. I'm not.
Turner, Obi Toppin. Like, you know, didn't he have the assist to Obi Toppin last night on the three? The game ceiling three on the inbound? I mean, this guy is 100% a superstar. He's probably a top 15 player in the league.
Williams said he was manipulating the game in expert fat, and he was. They showed him on the break. He's
yep.
setting guys up, seeing it beforehand.
I don't like that you brought him up. I don't like that you brought up Jay.
It's rare that I do. I'm sorry.
I thought that was sort of
I agree with him now. It has nothing to do with all's history.
No, I saw it, and I agree with what he said. I mean, you know, he said don't talk to me today unless you acknowledge Tyrese Halliburton as a superstar.
But I know. And Stephen A. pushed back, and Han pushed back, and him and Han were yelling at each other.
Well, this is what the NBA does,
but again, those are the old school guys, right?
Yes.
Their superstars are Mike and Kobe, and that's what Stephen A. did. He went through the whole list of season performances of single digit games to use that as sort of the reasoning why this guy's not a superstar. You're not looking at what he's doing right now. You're not giving it the proper respect.
Nope.
That he's doing right now. What he's doing to your Knicks.
Yep.
Speaking directly to Stephen A.
Yeah.
Dispatching the favorites here.
That's right.
The team with home court advantage.
That's right.
That we all thought was going on. I mean, the Pacers were the long shot.
Yeah. I mean, the other part of it is like, again, the NBA, it's like if you don't play in a big market, you can't be a superstar. You know, unless you're LeBron James, right, when you were in Cleveland. So that's just, to me, that's just residuals of that. It's just like, you know, nobody ever talks about Patrick Mahomes not being a superstar because he plays in Kansas City. Like, it's just accepted and widely acknowledged that he's a superstar and one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. They don't care
where
he plays.
Well, I mean, you've won Super Bowls to that degree.
Yeah,
he's off on a different planet now, yes.
But it's just, you know, that discourse doesn't occur in the NFL.
The small market thing is part of it,
you know,
yes.
Green Bay, you know, doesn't get talked about. Oh, nobody wants to go play at Green Bay because it's just, no, nobody cares. It's the NFL team. Like, you go, you make a lot of money, you'll be a superstar. So, yeah, look, and I was gonna say, like, I don't know what the price is going to be on Pacers against Oklahoma City, but I probably am going to be a buyer. I'm probably going to be a buyer.
It's a way better matchup than the Knicks would be for OKC.
And they're older. They got just championship experience.
This is the key itself. Look at Anthony Edwards, who's telling you, I'm not struggling while turning the ball over five times. And look at Halliburton,
yep.
who's giving you 32 yep. and 15.
That's so true.
With zero turnovers.
They don't turn
He's
all
the
over.
Guy that doesn't – that they play clean and they play the fast pace.
Yep.
That's why this is a better matchup, whether yep. we – you know, storylines, narratives, whatever else you might look at. And we said it. We said it last week. Yeah, that's not the one I want to see. No, actually, this is probably the one we want to see.
You're right.
In terms of most competitive and our best shot at a great finals.
No, I think you're exactly right. So it'll be a good time. It'll be a good time. It'll be a good series. Obviously, we've got to close it out. It's still got to be done. But
yeah, New York could win. I could see them easily winning game five, couldn't you?
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I think they will.
Me too, kind of. It'll be Indies to close out in six.
Yeah.
It's better. I don't want this going back to New York.
I mean, that's
seven.
The thing about last night is like you're going to see the final, and it was—I don't remember what the
130,
margin was.
121.
Okay, so a double-digit win, but
that
game was a dogfight throughout the entirety of the game. Like
absolutely,
one of those Mikal Bridges shots goes in, just one of them goes in. It's a completely different feeling, right, in that moment. That's the crazy thing. It's like somebody will look at that score and be like, oh man, Pacers were pretty comfortable, but bro. Like one shot goes in, one shot for the Pacers doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's a different game. So
they put Brunson in pick and roll 25 times. I told you they abuse him.
They
when
did.
He's out
yeah.
there, and again they staggered Carl and Brunson
yep.
as much as they could because defensively Indiana's figured that out. When they're on the floor, they eat.
Yeah, they do.
They'll get back, beat you back, everything else.
Yep. So I think we both agree Tyrese Halliburton is a superstar and
yes. Yes.
You know, he also has, like, fun. He's fun to watch. He does the no-look passes and stuff. Like, he's got everything
Bro,
you
he,
want.
He did Brunson's a three-point celebration.
I didn't see that.
He did yes, go look. Like, look it up. He did. He called out.
He's
he did
troll.
Brunson's, and he backs it up.
That's
like,
fun.
He's entertaining. He's having fun.
Absolutely.
Dad's up there, and you forget how you feel about Dad getting Giannis's face. That was wrong. But the kid that got the trash thrown on him by the Knicks fans up there with him, they're all having the last laugh.
Wow. That's awesome. Yeah, I love it. I love the tower.
I mean, his story.
I fought it for a long time. I fought it for a very long time in Discord channels about Halliburton versus Ja, but I have lost the war there. I have
his own
lost
peers
the war.
That they were right there calling him overrated. I guess it's 25 guys and 13 of them called him whatever. But
still,
so that's a small pool. But still, to have him as your guy in a league that's got Rudy Gobert and all these other dudes.
No doubt.
This dude, he's earning it.
No doubt.
In terms of the money and everything else.
How about Brunson is overrated, bro? I mean, all that dude does is hunt fouls. It's pathetic.
He's got defensive issues that Indiana's
I mean, the Ringer has him
exposing.
Top 10 in the NBA. Number
bro,
10.
He is still the clutchest dude in the league.
That
he
is true.
Clutch.
He does finish. I just hate how he shot 10 free throws in the third quarter, bro. Like, I hate that.
Let's be real. Tibbs has run them into the ground. It's part of the reason why he's having to play Shamit and DeLon Wright now. Because, did you? I mean, he's asking them for more, his starters, and they were talking about Allen Hans. They're heaving. They got nothing left. Josh Hart, none, and he's asking for more.
Yeah.
Well, you ran him into the ground all year long.
Yep.
And now the Pacers has figured out, well, if you work Brunson on the defensive end, you can wear him down over the course of a series, especially if we make him play our pace.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think he's over. I think he's worn out, John, from carrying this team for as much of the playoffs as he has. And there's such a short rotation, it's starting to backfire on him.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
Pacers Rick Carlisle, bro. Has figured them out, and he's attacking them, man.
Well,
especially when those two are on the floor together, Brunson and Cat.
If the Grizzlies ever get to a conference finals again, man, what an advantage they'll be at, because since Ja Morant only plays 17 minutes a game, so but the issue is I don't think they'll ever get there to know, you know. So we'll have to.
It's one extreme and
we'll
then the
wonder.
Other. It feels like
we'll have to wonder. All right, moving on to game. What is it? 5 tonight for Minnesota, Oklahoma City, the Thunder. We'll close it out tonight and advance to the NBA Finals.
Well, that's the difference here. That's no cap. This one's back in OKC. That's the difference here between that and the Pacers series. Yeah. Whereas they'll be going back to New York, obviously, to try to close out. That's tougher. I'm disappointed in Ant. And I don't know that he's facing enough criticism, you know, to say, you know, that you know, I didn't struggle. I made all the right plays in a game. You had 5 turnovers on, you know. What was it 15 points? Whatever it was. That's and listen. When they're doing everything they can to get the ball out of your hands. I understand you can't make every play, but dude, you're supposed to be the man, and defenses have been geared to stop better players, stars before, and those stars still showing up, you have to find a different way. And that way can't be turning the ball over five times, because you know that feeds right into what OKC does.
Yep.
And so it's just that attitude sort of, well, what am I supposed to do that I'm not, I'm disappointed in here. We knew OKC, some of us figured this had a good chance to be a runaway of a series. It's turning into that. I think the only thing left for me to figure out was, okay, well, is Ant going to go down, swinging like a champ? And, for two of these four games, he is not. And so it's left me questioning him, what they're going to have to do around him. These moves look like they've come back to haunt them, with Gobert and Randall not being able to perform for you here at this level. Because now it's all about measuring yourself against OKC. And in this measurement, boy, you're coming up way short. I mean, you're further away than you thought you were, mm-hmm. I'm sure, going into this series, especially after telling yourself we're putting down giants with the Lakers and Golden State, right? That's what Minnesota and Ant's telling themselves, after they benefit from Steph being out, the Lakers having no center. This team's a lot further off, and maybe Conley's moves, bringing in Randall, all those haven't been so positive. Sure, you got it turned around in the regular season. I think that, for me, that's been the story of the series, because we knew OKC was going to run away with this.
Yep.
It's been, was Ant going to show up and be a, an MVP-like effort against this, possibly one of the best teams we've ever seen? I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
And maybe my biggest takeaway is they're pretty far away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, eight and a half is a little rich in terms of, like, do they win by margin? I do think Minnesota does have some resolve, but I would not pick Minnesota to win the game, that's for sure.
I think everybody not named, Nikhil Alexander-Walker, maybe Ant Edwards, is ready to go home.
Yeah.
I think Randall's ready to go home. He's tired of the criticism. He just got here at the end of the season after things were going good.
Yeah.
Gobert's been done.
Yeah, no,
So my point is, they're not going to get the help to make the kind of push that I'd love to see.
Yeah.
I'd love to see this thing get competitive. Last game was close, but.
Yeah, they're right there.
Ant could have missed the rebound,
even in game
all that.
Two,
but still.
It was 45-45 in the second quarter, and then they just had a devastating end of the. And it's true. Like, even New York had it last night. Their ends of quarters were just devastating.
Mm-hmm.
And those matter so much. I don't know why they matter, like why a second quarter or a third quarter ending, but it's almost like a psychological carryover. It's like if you are stumbling into the next period, it's like it just lingers for whatever reason. And it did for Minnesota in that game too. It was a tie game though, midway through the second quarter, and they started, fumbling, bumbling, stumbling. So.
Too many horses, and eventually Minnesota's going to start, as you said, fumbling, bumbling, stumbling, turning that ball over.
Yeah. We have a few more things that we're going to get to, including, what are we going to do with our Stephon Diggs investigation? I mean, we're going to have to weigh in on that. And, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. And then Memphis basketball added an impact player yesterday. They hope, at least. They
I
hope.
Was gonna say.
They hope. I mean, it could be their starting four. I don't know.
I'm hoping. I didn't know if that was you saying impact player or if that,
That was.
But you said hoping.
That was the spirit of Penny that was speaking through me, right?
Yeah.
That
he's going to get an opportunity, isn't he?
Oh, he's going to get that. There ain't no doubt about it. So listen, I know our next guest.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Would 100% say he's an impact player. 100%. Maybe one of the best ever. But Jarvis Greer is going to join us when we come back. We'll talk to him about all the goings-on in Memphis and he certainly has a message he wants to share. So we'll do all that with Jarvis when we get back. Stick around. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Jarvis Greer needs no introduction. Former longtime WMC-TV sports director. Memphis Sports Hall of Famer. Don't think I forgot Jarvis Greer. Memphis Sports Hall of Famer. University of Memphis Tiger lifer. And he's here for a number of reasons. Number one, we always like to check in.
Oh, I forgot to say, I used to work with your dad.
Uh-huh, back in the day, Dave.
Back in the day.
And we moved here to Memphis in 83.
You were just a little whippersnapper.
Just
then.
A little whippersnapper. Uh-huh. A little boy.
Younger than
of
what
six.
You were, than your little kids are now.
Yep.
Wow.
John Martin.
So he's been Uncle Jarbo to me ever since we moved here in the 80s. And I'll tell you what, Mr. Greer,
sir.
I'm a big fan of your whole family, obviously, but your son and the work he is doing with Memphis Tourism, J.J. Greer.
Yeah, we're really proud of all of the kids. We got two. My daughter's now at ALSEC, where my wife worked for 30 years, and ALSEC St. Jude, the fundraising arm. And so I'm just so happy that my children are gainfully employed. That was my main goal in life.
Doing more than that.
That they would be gainfully employed when they became adults.
Frankly, they put the city of Memphis, your wife as well, on their backs for a long time, and they're doing the important work along with you here in the city. You are also here on behalf, I understand, of the West Cancer Foundation.
Yeah, that's correct.
With a very, as John said, important message for us.
An important message. Even John Martin is not immune to this, so this is something you all need to listen to. West Cancer Foundation, along with the Man to Man Prostate Cancer Group, Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, and even the Men's Health Network. You've all seen the magazine. Yeah, they're involved in this too. They're having a free prostate cancer screening on June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. It's out Bartlett, 7289 Stage Road, 7289 Stage Road, June 7th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be all kind of guest speakers there, myself included, along with Andre Turner will be there.
Andre Turner as well, Tiger's assistant.
Yep, and Marcus Cook with Unapologetically Memphis. There'll be several doctors there from UT Health Science Center and the Urology Group of Memphis. And, you know, it's a really big thing to get people out. Men, especially we want to talk to black men because black men are less likely to get screened. But all men are just like, doctor, what's that? I don't want to go to the doctor.
Yep.
I don't want to, especially after the story that you told of your great prostate cancer screening that you had to do.
He won't tell it again. It's unbelievable. This is what we're trying to raise awareness, but he doesn't want to talk about it. It's your story.
It was a situation where the doctor was trying to make me more comfortable, as comfortable as possible about this.
As comfortable as possible.
I think it was my father who had talked me into a few years ago, hey, man, you got to go get checked up. You know, Jarvis is right, man. You got to go get checked up. Uncle Jarbo's right.
Absolutely.
I did. The doctor had no idea what he was doing or that what he was preparing to do. We start talking about the great, Jordan or LeBron.
Okay. Trying to take your mind off of what was about
that. He just knew. He just knew that as soon as I started thinking about the great debate,
yeah,
He could just slip right on in and it wouldn't be a problem. And
That's a good choice of words there. Yeah.
And again, just almost like it never happened, but I know that it
had
did.
Had you gotten into your answer and as the intro?
No, but here's the very important part. No, I had not got, I'd started to answer it. Oh, okay. Well, I think it's Mike. Time to go.
What? Yep.
But back to the seriousness of this.
Was he glad to see you? Is that what you were trying to figure out?
Not at all. No. See, and y'all making light of this. You're going to have folks not want to go.
No, we need to be able to talk about it.
But here's the thing, Jarbo. I told myself, okay, you've done it.
Yeah.
Now you've taken care of this, and you're good. Mm-hmm. But that's a mistake that apparently at 48, about to be 49, I'm making, right?
Yes,
I need to be going and getting checked yearly.
Yearly. And let me say, this ain't that. This is really simple. It's just they just take a little blood sample.
I'm glad you're telling me.
Yes, it's not that they're going to do the full Procto thing. He got the full Procto.
I got the
Deadpool and his girlfriend. See, if you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking
and
about.
And for many men, I would have known the difference. I don't
Brad
know.
Brad back there, he's laughing behind the glass.
I've had it. Yeah. I do it annually.
This is a blood test.
This is just a blood test. They check your PSA, prostate specific antigen. They see how that's going in there. And listen, 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer. Mm. Will get some form of prostate cancer.
Man.
It's not that it's not going to happen. It probably will happen. It's better to know than not know. I'll give you the little deal on my personal story. Fortunately, I had my regular doctor. I was going to a regular checkup, and he said, "Hey, man, come back." I was leaving, going to work. I'd already walked out, and he said, "Leaving. You do the pee in a cup thing, get your blood sample at your regular checkup." And I said, "Come back, man. We got to check something here." And he says, "Have you been having any problem peeing? We're going to be straight now."
Yeah, I mean, this is
all
what,
about it.
Yeah,
of course.
And I said, "Well, yeah, And I said, "I just thought it was a part of, getting older,
What, waking up overnight?"
Yeah, this also waking up over a frequency of going, waking up. When you go, you can't really go, And this all happened. A lot of stuff happened when I was 40 years old, So for several years, I had been 20 years just about. I had been bothered with it, but didn't really think.
Figuring this is normal.
Yeah, I was just thinking it's just normal part of aging. So this was 2020 when I go get this screening. That was a hell of a year, wasn't it, 2020?
Yeah.
A lot of stuff happened then. And we go back in, and he takes another test, and then he calls me a day or two later and said, "Man, you're showing up with having possibly your PSA is really, really high. So we need to get you back in there." So we go back in, and they did more. That's when they did the Procto thing and did all this other stuff. And then I had to go do a biopsy because, the test came back and it was like really, really high. And it turns out that they take like 13 little things out you go get the, I forget what they call it. I forget what they call that thing.
You ain't got to tell us the name of the instrument.
It's kind of a thing that they do. They put you to sleep. Best sleep I ever had, by the way.
Wow.
They
did a full colonoscopy?
Yeah, that's it. They did the colonoscopy thing, and they go in there and they find they take a biopsy out.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, they got out of the 18 samples, 13 of them had cancer.
Wow.
So I said, "Well, they gave you an option. You can either go and do what they call a gamma knife thing, which is like outpatients. You go and they zap you, with this radiation, and you can go back to work. You may have a little burning, but that'll be it. Or you can go and have it taken out, get the full prostatectomy,
okay,
a full surgery." And I said, "Well, man, hey, let's go for the gamma knife, man. I want the easiest road I can take." My wife said, "I don't know, we got to, I also counsel with my wife on this." And, she said, "I don't know, we better make sure." But anyway, they set up an MRI to do just to make sure they knew where it all was and all that. And this was at St. Francis. I got this huge MRI machine. And they put me in there and they say, when I get out, the technician and the doctor say, "Well, this looks like quite a lot. You might want to think about it, because if you do the gamma knife thing, the radiation thing, you can only do it once because it's too much radiation for the body to take if you go back and do it again." So my wife, thank God, she's at St. Jude at the time. They know all the world's best doctors.
And
she got on the phone and they said, "Look, Vanderbilt's the best place to go because that's what they do. They are the prostate kings when it comes to all that stuff." And that's what they're one of their main focus in research because, it's a university hospital.
Yep.
So we go up there, and they go, and they said, "Yeah, man, this you got to get this done." So we opt to have the surgery. We had this, I was diagnosed in September of 2020, had the surgery in January of 2021. And they go in, and they say, "Man, my doctor was a great Dr. Chang. He's a cool dude, man. mustache with the points and all. He was a really cool dude. He said, yeah, man, we're going to take care of this. We'll knock it out. And it turned out, he said, it was the biggest they had ever found. It was like the size of a grapefruit.
Wow.
And it was just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And if I hadn't gone and gotten my screening, and if I hadn't gone and, you know, taken care of business, it could have taken me out, because it's just only going to get bigger. It's not getting smaller. Once it starts growing, it's growing. Mm-hmm. And they went in, and fortunately, they got it all out, been cancer-free. My PSAs have been low ever since. And so it's very important that you go do this, because the main thing is, you know, most men, like women, will go to the doctor. Men won't go.
100%.
And then that's when you end up dead, and you don't, and you wonder what happened.
Dying way earlier than you should.
Yeah, and like prostate cancer is going to get you at some point. You will develop some sort of prostate cancer. And it's better to know than not know. And it's better to get something done, not just for, you know, you want to take care of your loved ones, but for the people that love you. They want you around. You know, they don't want you to be, you know, oh, he was here, now he's not.
Right.
And if he'd gone, he could have gotten it taken care of. And so that's what this free screening is about. It's a free event. It's just a simple blood test, as we said.
I'm going.
And it's at, let me hit that address one more time. Saturday, June 7th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church. That's 7289 Stage Road out in Bartlett. Easy to get to, big church. You go out there and everybody will be welcoming. You come in, you get your screening, and everybody's out there. Very friendly people there to take care of you. And we want you to make sure that you do that. Also, you can register if you want. That is encouraged. It's not required. You can just show up on that day, but you can register to make sure you get a spot if you want to just pop in and out and know you got a spot. Let me give you a phone number to call. Here it is, 901-322-2984. That's 901-322-2984. That's to register for your free prostate cancer screening out at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 7289 Stage Road, June 7th, 10 to 2.
When you convince me.
Yeah. But what do you make of Brad getting the full one every year? You said you didn't have to do that. So is that, he's just opting into that?
I don't know.
They call it an executive physical, I believe.
He gets the executive every year.
Maybe I enjoy it a little too much, John.
Yeah, well, that's why I would say, you know, you go back to Deadpool and his girlfriend. That was the one thing that didn't quite work.
But did the doctors tell you, hey, you don't have to do this? You're like, no, I insist.
My guy says do it every year, and he does the whole bend over, trousers, underpants deal, and I just want to be 100. I'm trying to be 100 here.
Yeah, you want to look to the left and cough.
Yeah,
and
just, yeah.
Brad's braver than a lot of us.
Yeah.
No, I'm not trying to be weird. I'm happily married to my wife, but just follow me here.
Well,
you know, I want to be around.
You have to do what you have to. You think women enjoy putting their feet up in the stirrups?
No,
you're right.
You know, there's just stuff you have to do to take care of your health,
yep.
To take care of yourself. You take care of yourself, you can take care of your family. And that's the main message we want to get out of this today.
Really,
John Martin,
that.
You got to go get it done.
So. Yeah, well, I'm not quite 40. I got a few years left.
Got a little while, but, you know, be thinking about it.
I'm thinking about it. You know, I'm living through Jason and Brad for now.
So, but my one thing, so the blood test, though, as big as yours got, and you said you were going regularly, were you getting it and it still
that? In the years, you know, leading up to it, it was just really, my PSA count was really low. And it was elevated a little bit, but nothing until the day that doctor said in 2020, said, hey, look, I mean, I think it went from like 1.2 to 5.8. And then that's, you know, when it goes a jump like that, something's up.
You got to take
happening.
That test.
And,
yeah, I'll be out there June 7th.
June 7th at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church.
All right. That's an important word, especially for us men, especially ones that are my age.
Yeah, and like I said, black men don't usually get screened. And black men are worse than every other demographic, basically, going to the doctor.
We got to be tough and everything else.
That goes back way time. You don't trust people.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Right. So
I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm good.
You think that? I thought that.
And it's true. Ignorance is bliss, right? I mean, a lot
until,
of people feel that way.
Until like,
I don't
want to
know. You're dying earlier.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
And it was preventable.
Right.
But if it's gone into the freaking doctor,
that's the main thing. It's preventable. And there's all kind of ways. You don't have to have the surgery like I did. We decided to go on and, you know, just get rid of
blast it. Blast and get it out of
yeah,
there.
Yeah, blast it and go, you know, because and that's what, like some women cut do with breast cancer, you know. They go ahead and get the mastectomy because it runs in the family or something or the like. And you if there's any way you can not have to deal with it and get it taken care of, get it taken care of.
Now, what a blessing for you, though. And I mean, because of the of detection, right? I mean, we sort of have this perception of cancer as this long, grueling, and it obviously can be. But, you know, you said you found it in September, and by January, it was gone.
Yeah, we were having the surgery,
and that's because of detection.
And that's you know, and I'm lucky. I have I had insurance through my work.
Right.
A lot of people don't have health
that's
insurance.
True.
This is a free screening. You can get screened, and then there are people that, and that's what the West Cancer Foundation does. They can help put you in touch with people that help you if you don't have your own health insurance. So this is a really big deal, and it's preventable. You find out it's better to know than not know. Knowledge is power, people.
Remember you telling me right afterwards we had you on, you like you said, man, I'm like a fire hydrant now, bro. I'm powerful.
Just oh, in you terms, tell me, yeah, that's
I ain't
right.
standing in front of that thing when waiting, I, waiting
yeah, when
now
I had
in front
that
of that
surgery,
toilet.
Oh, man, it was like.
We're flowing now, baby.
I was going like I was 6 years old,
yeah,
man.
Like
you could put
again.
A target out there 100 yards away. I could put a bullseye on that.
Man, had his
boy.
Power back.
Yeah, that's right. It was something. That was a great relief. And are there side effects? Yeah, there's some side effects that can have you have the full surgery and all that stuff. But it's better to be, my wife says, hey, we're just glad that you're here. You know,
man.
We're glad that you are here. And so, still going strong. I get to see my wife, get to play with my grandkids. Gonna pick up one of my grandkids has a baseball game. He's playing coach pitch now. And then the twins, it's part of triplets, a boy and two girls. That's JJ's triplets.
Uh-huh.
The girls have cheerleader practice. So they say, hey, Dad, can you come take the girls to cheerleader practice while we go to, you know, the Rose game? I said, oh, man, I wanted to go to the game. Whatever you need me to do.
So that's how JJ's getting this. He's got, because I wondered that, your son, he's got so many kids. How in the world is he doing so much for Memphis and keeping the Memphis Sports and Events Center full?
It takes a village.
But he's got parents. He's got grandma and granddad can help out a little bit.
My daughter, you know, and her son. I kept him yesterday. I'm going to keep him there because school's out now for them. I'm going to keep them tomorrow and Friday, and we're going to try to go to the park and do some stuff.
You text me about taking him to Spider-Man or something.
Your son, didn't you watch Spider-Man?
I tried to get back into it, but that's the thing about it, brother. It's hard. What I liked was that we had a brother. We had Miles Morales.
Yeah. That's right. John, did you see Spider-Man any one of those Spider-Man?
The cartoon ones. I don't know. They're not cartoons.
Well, it's
like,
animation.
Yeah.
It's way more than a cartoon.
We got the Blu-ray.
Oh, you got the Blu-ray.
Yeah.
Very good.
My daughter absolutely loves Spider-Man.
Oh, excellent.
I mean, she's got a Spider-Man doll she insists on sleeping with. So
okay, cool.
Spider-Man
cool.
is very popular in our household.
I know what I need your help with.
What's that?
Is us setting the expectation level for Memphis football this year.
That's a really good question, isn't it? Really good question. I was mad at you for a while.
I bet you were.
I was mad at you for a while.
Because you're one of the purists. You're a Memphis football guy, and I got a lot of Memphis football folks. Man, part of building that thing up, went through the years of two wins and all that stuff up. What we got now is great, Jason, shouldn't be dismissing that. But I think you know that I'm not. I'm feeling like in building on what we've done, having the resources we have now, our expectations should be higher than ever.
The expectations definitely are higher. And it's great to have expectations, because if you don't have expectations, then you're in trouble. You know,
spinning your wheels.
We've seen the team grow from, and I was lucky. I got to hit it, you know, get on the radio broadcast when Fuente was here.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I was on before with a couple coaches, wasn't too good. And then I got back into it when Fuente came. First couple of years kind of rough. Then boom, it hit, and it's been hitting pretty much ever since. You know, the worst record they've had in the last 10, 15 years has been 6-6. So it's totally turned around.
From where
now,
we were.
It's a program now.
No
now you're expecting it to be good. As far as expectations for this year, everybody gone, basically.
I know.
From
we think they're
going to
be picked fourth in the conference.
That's the early prognostication, because Navy's still got everybody. That quarterback is back again.
Yep.
And
that'll
be the last game of the year here at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, SBLS. And it's not the Liberty Hole anymore. There's foundation. It's coming up out of the ground on the other side now. So that's good. I think what Army is picked up there again. They got pretty much. And Army, people saying, oh, how they doing this? They don't have NIL. That's the damn Pentagon, man. What you talking about? You just saw what kind of budget they're going for, $1 trillion. They can pay those boys whatever they want to pay them. Believe it. They can pay them whatever they want to pay them.
That they're getting paid.
And plus, they have their own, like, JUCO system. They got another, you know, if you're not on the big squad, you're on another squad. And that's why some of those guys transfer out. But or they get tired of the military. You know, military wasn't what. But they got players now. They're concentrating on it. They used to concentrate on it. They stopped. They're concentrating on it again. That's why they're good. But the Tigers know there will be a new quarterback. Seth Hennigan won't be here. He set all the records, not just at Memphis, but in the entire American Athletic Conference. He's gone on now. He's I think he was Jacksonville.
I'm gonna make the team. I think
he will. I mean, he's too smart and he's got a good enough arm. To do, and he does, he knows the playbook, and he knows where to go with the football, and he's a low turnover guy. He only had 6 interceptions last year, had 9 the year before, throwing for more than 3,500 yards. So he's got what they like. But, you know, the new guy's coming up to transfer from Nevada.
Brendan Lewis.
He's more of a – he's a two-way kind of guy. He can run and throw.
When was the last time we had one of those?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Been a minute.
And then the rookie, A.J., it's a big kid, man.
6'5"?
Big. Yeah.
Paxton was a dual threat, all right?
Paxton, there we go. Maybe that is the last.
I feel like he had 1 year where he had like 15 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. They ran him a lot close to the goal line.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, 2014, he had 13 rushing touchdowns.
But he
only averaged 2.8 yards a rush.
That was at Miami Beach Bowl team there where he was doing that. That team beat Ole Miss here, and they beat several other teams, and then they beat BYU in the bowl game and double over. That was voted the best bowl game of the year. Which was great, which was awesome. We got to be down there in the station in the stadium where the Marlins play. And you talk about – everybody, you know, wants to talk about the fight, which was one of the greatest things in the world.
Oh, you loved it.
Oh, shoot, yeah. They said, no, don't talk about – no, what the – that's – anytime you talk to anybody, oh, that fight was awesome. Mm-hmm. And it was. And then Fuente, I think you had him on or somebody had him on, and he talked about you know, everybody says, yeah, the game was great, and the administration wanted us to downplay the fight. But he said, personally, he thought the fight was awesome. to set the scene, that stadium down there was built where both teams, you know, it was a baseball stadium, so both teams' sidelines, same side of the field.
Yep.
And the Tigers had a tradition where at the end of the game, they win or lose, they go to their band and play the fight song. Okay, so the Tigers' band was behind, the way the stadium was set up, more behind the BYU bench. And so the players had to go through it. You know, they got an interception and the end of double overtime and end of game, right? So it was a chippy game.
Yeah.
And everybody was, you know, mad. They were mad. Tigers were glad, all celebrated. And they had to go through to BYU players to get to the band. BYU didn't like that. So, boom, it's on. We got some fisticuffs going. And so, man, I said, man, some of them boys from South Memphis, they don't mind throwing some hands. And so, don't say that. No, well, it's true. And it was a great fight. It was a great game. The Tigers ended up winning, and it was one of the most fun times. That and the Cotton Bowl, one of the most fun.
Puka Nakua's brother. I remember that.
That's right.
I don't think
there's a Kai Nakua now that's playing in the XF.
That's him, right?
That's him. I think so.
That's the guy that threw the punch.
Yep, that threw the punch. He's the one that they had on the Twitter with the bloody face.
Yes. Yes.
Cold cocked by what Martin Effetti.
Martin
Effetti wasn't mad. He was like Zeebo. He said he's pretty good with them hands.
We hold Penny to a standard, and you know it better than anybody, and you know how he's been criticized, but I hold him to a sort of baseline level of you've got to win your conference, right? Especially the AAC. Mm-hmm. Is that the standard we should be holding Ryan?
Well, that's
to?
What Ryan Silverfield, no, he'll be the head coach of the Tigers. He'll be the first one to say, hey, look, we didn't get it done. And we are doing everything we can to get it done. Now we have to do it. I mean, they're winning, 10-3, 11-2 the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. Those guys are gone, but he's got a lot of guys that they had redshirted, and he did very well in the portal once again. We'll see how the quarterbacks work out, but they've got speed now. That's one thing that they didn't have last year, and if they'd have had that speed, that might would have gotten them over the hump against a Navy team. And then that Navy game, they had a couple of defensive players that were out, and it's hard to go from playing a Florida State and then come back play a regular offense in Florida State and come back and play that wishbone.
Yeah.
And a couple of your linebackers are out, but hey, you know it's a get it done game.
Oh, it is. It is on the basketball side.
He is the first one to tell you that. But you know, okay, you didn't win the conference, but you won 11 games and you beat another Power 5 team, Power 4 team in the bowl game. The last two bowl games, you've beaten Power 4 teams, and you've done it fairly convincingly. So they're on the right track. Will this team have enough? Will the running? You know, they got Greg DeRozier back in the running back, and that dude is as shifty as
he did.
Anything.
I mean, he showed some real playmaking. And then Sutton Smith is back too, right?
They call him Sutton Smith around there. He, you know, played what, three plays in the very first game of the season, got hurt. They were really counting on him heavily, and he took that out. Then they had to try to get some other. But like I said, the receivers that they have now. Looked really good in the spring game as far as speed and running routes. They got some top-end speed now. So, and defensively, wow, this is where you really got to see what's going to happen. They like the Cortland Marsh, who showed out in that Tulane game where they went down and beat Tulane last game of the season. He was hurt most of the year, mm-hmm. but you saw what kind of player he could be that. And in the bowl game, they've got some other players that they really like. But it's going to be a new situation. Will they have to crawl a little bit before they walk? I think they'll come out and they'll be able to take care of business. I do see them getting in the bowl game. Again, I just don't know how many games they'll win with the new quarterback.
Yeah, no, it's a very I don't want to say awkward, but it's just it's not so simple, you know.
No, it isn't simple
because when you have the resources that Ryan Sinfield has, there's like you almost have to like it's like a prostate exam. you got to put it under a microscope. You got to do a biopsy on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, yeah, like a biopsy. Like,
okay, you won 10 games, but where'd you finish in the league? Okay, mm-hmm. You won 11 games. So that's the piece of it that's just. You know, and again, it's like it's hard to necessarily expect that with a brand new offense and a brand new quarterback with all they lost. But it's like I think, you know, Jason mentioned Penny, like when you have that NIL and you're tops in the league, like you got to follow it. You got to follow up with it. And I think that's the part that's because like logically, when the coach loses all that Ryan Silver is losing, mm-hmm. you say, you know. You probably can't expect that. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, all right, well, damn, he's got the resources that nobody else has in the league.
I think that they're poised to reload, not rebuild.
Right.
I do think
that. And I think that needs to be the attitude.
Right.
Like, this is a reload
situation. That's what Tulane does.
Yeah.
Like, we don't
need
that.
Whether it's quarterback or coach.
That's the beauty of NIL. When you have it, you don't have to be patient.
No. You can go out and get it. And they've gone out and tried to get the best players that they can get.
Yep.
And, you know, it's just like, wow, you lose two games and you don't make the
– Yep.
And the tough loss, you know, you're going to say, oh, UTSA, they lost to UTSA. UTSA won every game after that except Navy.
Yep.
Navy was really – when they got Horvath back, that Navy was really good. Navy beat Oklahoma in their bowl game. And Horvath had broke another one of those 80-yard runs.
No, he was a stud, and he's back.
So, you know, they got an Army that they only lost one game, I think. They lost the bowl. Which one did they lose? They lost to Navy, I think, in it. Yeah, they lost the Navy game after the – which is the craziest daggum thing
ever.
I think the league should have insisted that –
Terrible negotiating.
And they can work the schedule where that can be the last game of the year, the Army-Navy game. I mean, Auburn and Alabama do it. I mean, I don't see how they can't do that for that particular
situation. We all understand that players – and it's a new era, and they should be paid and compensated. But do you not lament in some ways the nature of the things, the free agency, the moving of pieces, the fact that Penny's having to put in 13 new guys that you don't get that old. You know, those old stories you used to follow. Watch a guy like Andre Turner
grow up
4 years and grow up as a player.
Go from
and he's doing
Andre
it right
Turnover
here,
to the little general.
To the little general. Yeah. Literally the whole progression right there in front of you. Yeah. And you become you become attached to that. It's so different now. It's not a, you know, that part does not – the fact that part feels dead, that you don't get those four-year guys, does that?
Well, I come at it from the player's perspective because I walked on it.
You were one of them.
I was recruited by Fred Pankost, and the old-timers out there remember him. He had the Tigers rolling there for a while, but you know Memphis was an independent, and he wanted to be in a league, and he took the Vanderbilt job, which was – he should have stayed here, basically. But, you know, when he left – you know, Richard Williamson came in. They didn't know anything about me, so I ended up having to walk on. Got a scholarship. I was able to see it from both sides of that.
Yep.
And I think, you know, the players are the product, man. You got to pay the product.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they pay to see what's going on the field. They don't care about all the rest of that stuff. And the players have, oh, you got room, book, board, and tuition. Well, when the school is making, you know, millions off of you.
100%.
And all, you're getting room.
For years.
That's great. But, you know, so – I think the main thing that's I'm all for the players getting paid, okay? They should get their money. The main thing right now is the portal issue. There's too many chances to go. You got one. I'm thinking you got one chance to go, you know, after the season, the whole season, including the bowl game, including the NCAA tournament, whatever.
Yeah.
Then if you think you need to go, go. That way the coaches can put together a roster. It's hard to put together a roster when you can go after the season, and then you can go again after the spring.
Right.
You know, which is like we saw Nico Iamaleva you know, everybody else.
And the Tigers lost a couple guys, right?
Yeah.
They lost lineman.
Yes, that's right. Oh, yeah, one of the linemen they were really counting
went
on.
Went to Colorado, yeah.
Yeah, went to Colorado. And he's a great kid. We saw him. But, you know, when they come and they make a pitch, you know, it's either you can do it or you can't. And the Tigers have gotten players from other places that way, so you can't feel too bad about it.
It's true.
But I think eventually it's all going to come down. The players will be under contract to the school. You sign a contract, you're here for 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. It's renewable whenever. I mean, scholarships, when I first started playing, they were a four-year scholarship.
Right.
You were there.
Right.
And then by my sophomore year, they went, okay, yeah, it's a four-year scholarship,
yeah,
but it's renewable every year.
Right.
So what
right,
is
right,
that?
Right, right, right.
That's just you there 1 year.
Deal.
That's
exactly
a one-year
right.
deal. So,
but I will say that, I mean, you know, P.J. Haggerty is probably still a Tiger if that's going on.
You and know. I listened to y'all's discussion about that and read your article, John, and it's a lot about – I don't fault the players for doing what they get – trying to get the best deal they can get.
Yep.
And Penny, you know, at some point you got to fish or cut bait. Either I got you or I don't. 100%. I got to move on.
No doubt about it.
And so, you know, I don't put blame on either one. I wish that PJ could have gotten more money for at his new situation, Kansas State, because like I said, I'm for the players, but it's a gamble you take. You know, you get in – that's the game now.
Yeah.
You know, you either – You take it right then. You jump in the portal right away and see what it said. If it's there, take it. If it's not, stay put. Or maybe you get a little bit more to stay. But, you know, you got to make a decision. And I think there's way too many. Like, if coaches leave after a season, that's it. They got one shot to go. And the players got two or three now. And
that's
it's just
right.
It just makes it too difficult to try to, you know, keep it together.
One more time before we get you out of here. Free prostate cancer screen, June 7th.
June 7th at Oak Grove Missionary Baptist Church, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., that's right, 7289 Stage Road in Bartlett. Go out there. They'll get you take a quick blood test. You'll be in and out. I'll be there. Andre Turner will be there. There'll be several speakers on the doctor side of things. It's painless. I know some people are scared of needles, but it's – I mean, you're going to have to get your blood taken sometime anyway.
That's right.
Anyway, it's just like a little blood test. And boom, in and out, and they can tell you. They can give you a number, and they can put you in the right direction. West Cancer Foundation, by the way, helps every outlet, whether it be Laboner, St. Jude, Baptist, Methodist. They help everybody. They are one of the sponsors of this, along with Man to Man Prostate Cancer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.